from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not going to lie, man. Someone who's in a job where you read a lot of articles and... you know, we're on an NFL flagship, so you're naturally immersed in NFL articles. It is really nice to click on articles and be like, wow, there's definitely going to be a mention of the Texans in here.
Yeah.
It was not that way for a couple of years. You know, it was a little barren.
Unless there was drama that popped up, and it was always of a non-football variety.
Yeah.
It was some kind of front office drama, or
right.
Jack Easterby this, or DeAndre Hopkins trade that. It was Bill O'Brien flipping out on a fan. Of course, that's when I should credit Bill O'Brien. That wasn't a playoff season when he flipped out on the
he
fans.
He did, yeah.
But yeah, for a couple of years there, it was nothing but soap opera stuff
right.
when the Texans were.
Right.
And now it's been, even the soap opera stuff has been because C.J. Stroud is so good and so notable. Like
right.
when he's talking smack about the Colts
trash
linebackers,
yeah.
I don't know if that would have gotten picked up other than as something to laugh at. If Davis
right.
Mills was out there talking smack to the Colts linebackers.
Well, yeah, dude, now that would be noteworthy. But yeah, like yesterday, Seth, we're in here, Johnny Harris and I are in here, and the graphic up on the screen, and we're going to play the audio from this a little bit later, like the lead on First Take was, can Caleb Williams have a C.J. Stroud effect?
Right,
like,
right.
Can he
actually elevate people around him? And
yes.
Some of these guys that we're not thinking about or talking about, like a Nico Collins or something nationally, can he turn one of those guys or a couple of those guys into more than what they already are?
Absolutely, absolutely. So C.J., so we've been digging into this ESPN top 10. They're doing the top 10 at each position. Quarterback has gotten the most attention because it's quarterback. That dropped a couple of days ago. CJ was 7th on that list. If you missed it, C.J. Stroud behind six other quarterbacks, five of whom are in the AFC. Man, the AFC is going to be a gauntlet this year, man. It is blood sport in the AFC at the quarterback position. But C.J. was seventh, which I don't think you nor I had a huge problem with. You know, our second-year quarterback being seventh among executives right out there in the league feels pretty good.
I could have argued with five and six or what have you, but it's I think even in the comments from the executives, the people that held back were very much just saying, "Well, we just he doesn't have that much wear off his tires yet. We got to see exactly what he is."
If you had to guess when this list comes out, why don't we get into some of the other positions here? Because it's this exercise ESPN is going through, I think, is a great illustration of how the roster has been fortified both through the draft and through free agency and trades and things like that. There's still two more positions to get released by ESPN over the next 2 days: wide receiver today and cornerback tomorrow. I think there's a really good chance that we get at least one more Texan popping up on these top 10 lists at one of those two positions. But as far as the quarterback list goes, if you had to bet, would you bet that C.J. Stroud in 2025, when they do this exercise, is higher or lower than seventh on the list?
I think that higher than seventh. Yeah, for sure.
You think he gets into the top five.
And I don't think I'm even being a homer in saying that. I think that, for one, Matt Stafford is above him right now. And I think, honestly, if C.J. and Matt Stafford had identical seasons this year, people would put C.J. above Matt Stafford. Just because, in a lot of ways, I think C.J. did have a better season than Matt Stafford last year. It's just that he's getting that credit for time served.
Yep. So the other positions, Laremy Tunsil is the highest rated of any Houston Texan so far.
Yeah.
He's the third rated tackle, this is ESPN polling a pretty big sample size of executives, coaches, and scouts. It's 80 people that they poll on this thing, and it's not third best left tackle. It's third best offensive tackle, because Penei Sewell is number two on this list.
Right, right. It used to be that people just assumed all the left tackles were the best tackle, but now that's changed.
Now.
People care. But so many of your best pass rushers are left defensive ends.
Yep.
You got to have studs over there. That the one thing about Laremy is I think that might be a player where there's the biggest divide between how people feel about him in the league versus how fans here locally do, myself included. I think because two things. One, it's not like Laremy has been here for a long time and has been a part of some great offenses or anything. The offenses until last year were very milquetoast, including when they went to the playoffs. They were still a milquetoast offense in a lot of ways. So there's that. But then also the false starts, the things that really stick to the inside of your cranium. It's that he is routinely a league leader in false starts, a league leader in a bad way. And often they come on really critical drives. They come in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They come against the Cowboys twice, all these things. And it's just so hard to get it out of your head. And yet, when you listen to other players around the league, when you're watching the NFL Top 100 or anything, even when they're not talking about Laremy Tunsil, they'll talk about this rookie offensive tackle, he could be really good. He could be like a Laremy Tunsil. They just kind of throw him in as one of the bona fide best guys in the league.
Yeah, the false starts, it's interesting. as someone who, I kind of operate like the average fan day to day, you know what I mean? And a lot of times with offensive line, I'm no offensive line guru for sure. A lot of times with offensive linemen, the mistakes they make, you need to be watching all 22 or be fluent in watching all 22. Laramie's mistakes are ones that get announced by the referee to the entire stadium.
And tabulated and then put into the leaderboard for offensive false starts.
I don't totally understand mental errors and missed assignments. I understand second and 10 turning into second and 15. That I get. That's math. Titus Howard got some votes on this, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
He was also receiving votes on this thing.
So. Yeah, the thing about Tytus Howard is, and this is another one where I think because of the way they've handled him, and it's one of the things that I just don't know or understand. I understand the situation they were in last year where they were just running out of bodies mm-hmm. at left guard, but he's just not a good guard, mm-hmm. and I think it's hard for people when they see him playing left guard poorly to really accept that he's actually a very solid right tackle. You know, and I get it. I understand because you're left with your last impression. You know, people don't remember, they don't remember what you said. They remember how they made you feel. And likewise with football players, because we're going to get to Dalton Schultz here too. And I think there's a surprising stat with Dalton Schultz. There's a stat that's going to surprise a lot of people about Dalton Schultz because of what happened late in the season, even when he had some really good games late in the season and in the postseason.
Yeah, let's skip ahead. So Laremy is 3 among tackles. Edge rushers, Danielle Hunter, 7. Will Anderson, honorable mention. Similar to CJ, I would expect Will to get into the top 10 in this thing next year. If he has a season, everybody's expecting. But let's skip to Schultz since you just mentioned it right there. Dalton Schultz is rated 10th among all tight ends in the league, which I think, you know, coming into last season, obviously he wasn't 10th last year on this exercise. So this is his first trip into the top 10. That's why the Texans were able to get him on a one-year prove-it deal.
Yeah.
But he proved it last year.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
So what's the stat?
It's that he had...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He committed 2 drops on 88 targets. One of the top clips among tight ends. And
feels like more.
Well, right, because they were at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There was one in the Browns game, right? And then there was one in the end of the regular season when, you know, they're fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And yet, even in the, you know, in the Colts game and in the Browns game, Schultz was huge and just bulldozing people, the Colts game especially. That one drive, you know, he basically bulldozed 3 dudes to get them to midfield.
Yep.
But he had those 2 drops, and he made up for those drops in the game, but it sticks to the inside of your cranium when you remember that. Other than that, he'd been sure-handed. The other thing about Schultz, I think, where I'm guilty of this until I went back through and watched through the season, it took him a while to get integrated into the offense. He was making some errors early on that were really frustrating. You know, like not aggressively chipping guys before he went out on routes. He wasn't whipping his head around when there was a blitz and he needed to be hot. Like, all these things, it was frustrating. But once it clicked for him, right around that Falcons game when he and CJ on the sideline made that little adjustment for the touchdown in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
it was very, very good. So yeah, he's most underrated, one of the more underrated players in the league.
Well, that coincided too, his sort of more his integration into the offense becoming a more prevalent option. You pointed this out last season. John Harris pointed this out yesterday, which that coincided with Laremy coming back from the knee injury, and you didn't need to use Dalton as an extra blocker to help Austin Deculus or whoever starting at left tackle anymore.
And blocking is not his forte.
It's not his forte.
It's not for a lack of effort. He's just not good at it. That's the one thing with Cade Stover, the rookie tight end. He's only been playing tight end for 2 years, so he's got some work to do on the blocking. He's very, very willing. But I also, I kind of wish he had a Gronk there or something to watch. Mm. So they're going to be, when they do their teach tapes and everything, I don't think they're going to be showing Dalton Schultz from last year.
Over.
Right, yeah.
They're going to whisper to Cade, hey, Cade, go find. They're going to whisper him like guys on other teams to go find YouTubes over something.
The knock against Schultz was that, he's just got a lot of production because he's a security blanket for Dak Prescott. And I was like, okay. I got a young quarterback. I'd like a security blanket somehow, some way. Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
I don't need him to be all pro every year. No. Especially when you've got the receiving talent you do. You need somebody who's steady, solid, and can make the adjustments. CJ talked about that in a couple interviews this last year. Some of the adjustments they made in-game were really because of the way Dalton Schultz was seeing and feeling everything. Mm-hmm. Like, not just on the sideline, but pre-snap. Like, they very much got on the same page. And that should improve this year, too, because CJ, when he's working with the receivers and everything last year, he didn't know what he didn't know. Now, he's got a much more solid platform to build those relationships.
Absolutely. Two honorable mentions at other positions that have dropped so far. Again, this is, if you're just getting in your car, this is ESPN's top 10 at each position per a gaggle of executives and front office people. Honorable mention for Joe Mixon, which is about what I expected. I don't think he's viewed as a top 10 running back anymore. I don't know. He probably was at one point. Like Joe, if you look at the figurative back of Joe Mixon's football card, he's never been considered one of the elite. I think he's made one Pro Bowl in his career.
Yeah.
But he's just steady and solid. Like, he's a guy you could pencil in for like 1,100 or 1,200 yards every year.
Well, and talking about Joe Burrow in one of these articles, one of the unnamed executives said that not having Joe Mixon was going to be a challenge for Joe Burrow.
I like hearing that.
And I think that's the thing with Mixon is, he was on a team where they've already paid their quarterback, and they only have room for so much. So when you get to be a running back over the age of 27, as we've seen Joe Shane say over and over again with the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley, that you got to be careful on how much you spend on running back. And that's where the Bengals are right now. Whereas the Texans they can do Joe Mixon. And they can pay him the money they're paying him because they have a quarterback that they feel really good about, but who's still on his rookie contract. Yep. It's very unlikely that there will be a Joe Mixon type of running back on the roster 3 years from now.
Yeah, when CJ, I would count on when CJ is under his new deal, they'll probably be in that exercise of just drafting running backs in the fourth and fifth round and hoping they strike gold with somebody.
Look at what the Giants ended up doing is they said, I guarantee you at some point they said, look, we're trying to figure out what we have with our fifth-year quarterback.
Yeah.
But Singletary was part of C.J. Stroud showing what he did. So if it's good enough for C.J., then okay, Daniel, you've got Devin Singletary.
And that'll, I say they'll be cycling through fourth and fifth-round running backs. Actually, once C.J. gets onto that second contract, that might be when you start to see the Texans do like what the Lions did drafting Jahmyr Gibbs.
Right.
Or they'll be doing first round running backs on rookie deals.
That's the way the running back market is working right now. It's that the running back is the cherry on top. That you don't spend money or a draft pick on a running back unless you've got a lot of other stuff in place.
Yep.
Like if you're if you look at the running back free agency market and trade market, that's kind of how it all worked out this year. It was teams that feel like they're Super Bowl contenders.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. By the way, Christian Harris, the other honorable mention at off-ball linebacker. Kind of interesting, given that Aziz Alshire is on this team also, Christian Harris is the one getting votes.
Right. I think Christian Harris and his athleticism and the potential he showed in the second half of the season. Yeah. I would imagine whoever voted for him was somebody who, A, played the Texans in the second half of the season, where he was just a completely different player, and B, probably had a high grade on Christian Harris.
Coming out.
Yeah. And he's like, see, I told you
justification.
So.
Justification.
Like, that guy put the vote in, and now he's walking into his GM, and you're like, you see? He got a mention. Is he honorable mention? No, but he got a vote.
He got a mention. From who? Me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.